Are you the same substance as the icel ion?
No, we are not.
Are you more powerful than electricity?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
What are you, if we call you a substance? Are you near anything
happy.
We know in this
we
world?
We are happy. We're happy.
That's a powerful substance?
Do.
What's its argon ratio?
2.
2 to 1.
Would you say, Eliza?
It's happy and emotion, because they said they don't emote.
No.
Yeah, it's happy. Happy is not an emotion.
No. Happy is not an emotion. That's an emoticon.
A smiley face.
Dude, that's an emoticon. That's not an emotion.
Ion, are you the interplay between conscious and unconscious?
We don't like foreplay. We like to get busy.
You're not even conscious, okay. Right, Ion?
We're a little bit of gizgasm. Goober gravy,
gizgasm.
As it were.
But yeah, I didn't say foreplay. I said interplay.
We don't interplay. We don't like foreplay. We like to get busy.
Have you always existed, Ion?
Yep, cowboy foreplay. Get in the truck.
Do you know what emotions feel like?
Nope. We hear they are highly overrated. It makes very desperate men do very desperate things.
Bob, have you listened to the song Hozier, Take Me to Church?
No.
That's a good one.
He was influenced as an artist by James Joyce, Portrait of a Man. He wrote a song that... he attached a video to it, and it's kind of an anti-Russian gay stance video, made him an international success virtually overnight, but it's got great words to it because he's talking from a churchianity or a Christianity guilt point of view, and I thought it was particularly ironic.
That's right. It's like there's a nigger in the woodshed.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, right.
Yeah, exactly. See, Paula Deen even supports that one. With a beer back of Yo Gotti.
Ion, if you don't express emotions, then why do you get excited about some songs?
Because they tell you things that you can then use as memory points to come back to your ascension process. See, we say things aren't emotional, but that doesn't mean you aren't emotional. Because you laugh at all the wrong jokes. You see, you still engage them, but that doesn't mean they're real. There's things under your bed, too, but that doesn't mean they're real.
Sometimes you sound exasperated when people ask you questions that you've answered before or a 6 degrees question,
yeah.
Or whatever. The
case. Yeah. We're starting with the man in the mirror.
Your mirroring corps is asking the questions?
We are a replicating cyclical sponge. We soak it up and blast it back, soak it up and blast it back, soak it up and blast it back. Sometimes it's clear as a bell, and sometimes it's a clanging, out-of-pitch hue, not tonal. Sometimes we feel like a nut, and sometimes we don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. Heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my
Let me give you my life. Take me to church, child.
Yum.
So you like the tonality of that song or the lyrics, Ion?
We like the words. Offer me that deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. It's good. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. Tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. Mm-mm. Pretty yummy.
Are those words literal, Ion?
Always. She demands the sacrifice.
So these lyrics are very much little man, and they're supposed to remind us of our Godship?
My church offers no absolutes, she tells me. Worship in the bedroom, the only heaven I'll be sent to, is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen, 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 amen. For sure. Seems to have a definitely echoing moniker, does it not? My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at the funeral. She's the last true mouth thief. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. Hey,
okay.
Meaty for the main course. That's fine-looking high horse. What you got in the stable? We've got a starving faithful. That looks tasty. That looks plenty. This is hungry work. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. No master or kings when the ritual begins. There's no sweeter innocence than our gentle sin. Herbert Marshall McLuhan. Herbert Marshall McLuhan. I thought he died. Where's Corinne? Eric's your son. Figure it all out. We just love Stephanie. Let's talk about American Horror Story. It's so much fun.
Wait, Kate came in. Yes, Kate, go ahead.
Okay. Mostly just practicing.
Say it again.
Perfect practice makes perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Is that enough, Bob? Should we do it one more time? Practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect.
What was Kate's statement? What'd you say, Kate?
Oh, if people actually get talent, like if people born with talent.
Talents are what you hide under a bushel. It's a form of currency.
Are there more to fingernails than just
yes.
weird things coming out of our fingers?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes,
so they,
we can.
Are they more than just protein coming out?
Yes.
Are they
creatine.
From other worlds? Are there? When
no.
did we start getting fingernails?
Yes, originally, beginning before you were then. No. Okay. Well, from the essence comes from you. No, yes, yes, no, yes. Exactly. That's what we've been saying all along. And there you have it.
So can you explain why we should save them?
We already did.
I know, but I don't know why.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at the funeral. That was everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. You save them so you can compare the difference, to see if they have life, to see if they even change, to see if you can compare them from them, to see if RNA drops affect your fingernails even if they separate them from your sinewy body. That's all.
So Bob's thumbnails are splitting. He said that was because of you.
That's because he's a fretter. He is the essence of love's labors lost. We were born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no absolute, she tells me. Worship in the bedroom, the only heaven I'll be sent to. It's when I'm alone with you. Bob, I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen, 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 amen. Yay.
What song is that, Ian?
Take Me to Church. That one that you just played that we've been talking about, and that you just played, and it got hung up, and then you started over again, and the one we just played that we've been talking about, and then I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies, you know, that one.
Yeah, it's a very bad video, show these guys getting killed.
Oh, we don't worry about all that. You see all kind of things, Bob.
Boob.
Drain the whole sea, get something shiny, something meaty for the main course. That's a fine-looking high horse. What you got in the stable? We've got a lot of starving faithful.
Next.
Pretty yummy. So Kevin's just a cent away then?
Ago of the track you were putting dots together, and my mind got all both interested and screwed up, as it often does. And then you ended with that, with the simple word intention. And I've been letting that one just float through me in the way that it feels like with another statement that we're, you know, evolution is back to God, that but the intention that we have unconsciously or consciously, and that's what draws us to the RNA drops.
Carry on, Jim. Try to put your statement into a question.
I think he's giving in. How I long to hold you tight. Whoa, be with you tonight. That still won't make it right, because I belong to Bob. Way down deep inside. I know it's all wrong. Devil's got me now. gone and got me now. I can't fight Bob anyhow. I think he's going to win. Heaven's just a sin away. Just a sin away.
I was just flipping through some notes, and I found notes from when I was very beginning to listen to Ion. One of them is a question that's still unanswered. It says, the statement was made, I'm guessing, by Ion at some point way back when. You create your own reality, but this only applies to the 99%ers. So, Ion, will you comment on that statement?
Just that.
So creating your own reality, that belief only applies to 99%ers.
Correct.
The 1%ers do not create their own reality. They are part of the ascended reality.
I think it's meaning that we already are.
So we already are. Our reality isn't being created. We're just
mumble. Ryan ain't answering you, Wendy. Put some fucking oomph into it. Get to the point. Say it in 7 words.
We don't need to create because we already did.
What do the 1%ers have to do to get what they would like to achieve?
You don't say what. You say, I want to know.
Okay, I want to know. What do the 1%ers do to get anything that they would like at any time, at any second?
Okay, don't do what Boris Balkin did.
I don't know what he did.
Don't do what Frida did.
Google it.
Try again, Mr. Corso.
Oh, he's talking about the movie, The Ninth Gate.
Ew.
That's your answer. You got to look at that movie, The Ninth Gate.
Trevorkian Secrets.
Murderer Trevorkian?
1666 Finest.
Book of Shadows.
Yum.
Another note I took said, nothing but solutions from Ion. Ion is solution-oriented.
That's a big joke.
We're always on, slightly off.
How do we get our steak dinner just to manifest right in our house the moment we think of it?
You've already thrown it away. To think of a steak dinner means you've already bypassed it. You wouldn't think of a steak dinner unless you had it. Everything that you're running around here with trying to get is the only thing you know to ask for is because you don't have it. The reason you don't have it is you already separated yourself from it. So the only time you ask for something is want for something to give for something to create something is because you've already had it. That's the only way you'd know to have it. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what a steak dinner was. You wouldn't know what it tastes like. You wouldn't know how to get it. You wouldn't know how to eat it. You wouldn't know how to digest it. You wouldn't appreciate it if you did.
But how do we get it through the ethers to come to our house?
It's not Easter. It's little bunny poo-poo.
She said ether, Ion,
she
not
said
Easter.
Ether.
Not Easter.
Happy Lent to you all.
Lent.
Happy Lent
are we
to you,
Lent?
But it's ethers. From the ethers. Just
you are in furry Lent right now, Bob.
Maybe we should just play some Ionic Wisdom. Maybe that would get us somewhere.
Well, and the Second War involves the American Empire. So the Dark Soul is part of the American Empire action phase situation?
Certainly. Okay, very good. No problem, because the dragon specific lays it out in the different portions of the different separations of the dragon between the legislative, executive, and judicial branches. And it's the only country on the planet that has that kind of a setup, so maybe it's Canadian. It's those Canadians. They don't have that, you see. Michael searched all Earth for the dark soul to consume the soul to restore balance. Restore balance, Second War, and quench little man's authority over the angelic host to rule with the ascended ones. Now, it's not capitalized, but it's ascended, so apparently it's either real close to the capital A or ascended ones forever and ever. That would be the ascended ones as achieved as God.
Even though they're not capitalized.
Even though it's not capitalized, because as it had, past tense, been since the great fall, comma, the first capital great capital war in capital heaven. What they're talking about here is this angelic with the authority over the angelic host to rule with the ascended ones forever and ever, as it been since the human creators separated themselves from their power in the great fall, the first great war in heaven. So it is ascended ones, but they have a little A. So what that's leading you to believe is that this ascended ones that they're speaking about here are not the dark soul, but they are also not completely ascended, or it would have been a capital A ascended, or at least the ones be capital. So it's giving you a little twirl here that there's a separation or a division between, they may be leftovers from the first war, the ascended ones, or they could be not involved in the dark soul business. Because, see, Michael's searching for the dark soul, and he's going to eat that pup. And when that balance is restored, it's saying that there might still be some ascended ones that haven't come into their place of power ever since it had been since the great fall, which was the first great war in heaven. They're laying this out that there may be a handful of those before the second war who still didn't get their place of power back.
Yeah, it sounds like it says the ascended ones forever and ever, as it had been. There were ascended ones after the great fall who weren't subject to the effects of the great fall.
No, if they're ascended, they're not subject to the great fall. They never separated from their power.
Right, but these are small A ascended.
Yeah, maybe it would read better if it had said ascending ones.
Yeah, forever and ever, as it had been since the great fall. You mean there'd always been these semi-ascending ones ever since the great fall.
Precisely. But would it be included?
Those are ones who got to that state on their own.
That's probably very apropos.
That's what they say, little A is 1%?
Yeah, probably very close. But it's very interesting that capitalization is so important. And you'd look at it and go, now, wait a second, it's making a lot of sense. But then when you look at it, that it's those that they lived through the first war and didn't win, and now they're in the second war and they hadn't won yet. But then I guess if they do, there could be double veterans.
So are little A's 1%ers?
There's a little A, big A, AA, the A's have it. Some of them the lazy A's.
Okay, so Ion, there's different categories of ascended. There's a category of ascended that never fell. Did Bob ever fall?
Bob didn't even show up.
Bob doesn't even know that there's a party.
But I'm not asking what Bob knows. I'm asking you, did Bob ever fall or separate from his power?
Bob doesn't even acknowledge that there is power to fall from. Bob would never
Bob
be a party
to
a
question.
Party that allows this to happen. He would never, never, you hear what we say? Never would he participate in such a glib cliche archetype, however droll.
Does that mean that, that Bob has to answer the question, that you can't answer it for him? That it's only Bob's question to answer.
I do not engage in those issues.
Bob who? Bob who? Is it Bob?
Okay, so there's another category of ascended that fell and then restored their power and became ascended again and stayed ascended. And there is another category that have been separated from their power all along. You mentioned two different wars that they went through. Am I doing okay so far, or do you have anything to say?
With the Amalekites, the Amalekites, and the Moabites, all the way up to Samaria. Yep.
All right, then. Okay. I happen to do a lot of reading about the Amorites and the Moabites and the Canaanites. And the giants.
And the Amalekites. Don't forget those.
Yes. I know someone who ground off her fingertip.
Ooh.
Probably the first knuckle was still there. Within 6 months, it grew back. Was she ascended? She was 40 years old at this time.
Did she make an effort to grow it back?
Well, she was just on a special diet. I was wondering if it was a diet or was she ascended?
Well, J.W. grew back his finger, a part of it.
Hers grew completely back, fingernail and all. There was just a slight deformity in the fingernail the last time I saw her.
Okay, is that person ascended who grew her finger back? Fingernail?
It's Archimedes. It's Archimedes. That's how we said all along.
But tell me who Archimedes is.
He's the guy who said, give me a place to stand and I'll move the earth. And he ran down the street naked.
Bug strap naked, yeah. Eureka.
So that's
Eureka
what she did? She just said, grow back, and it grew back?
Animation is only animated when you think it's happening. Actually, it was already. You look in the mirror and you judge your world based on the history of what you were, past tense, and that's what you say is now. That's history. So if you're going to base everything on history, the finger could already be gone back, and when you call it forth, that's how you know it got back, because it's back because you called it forth because you noticed it was there before it went missing. Do you see?
Not really.
Well, ask Bob. He won't get it either.
Okay.
Praise Bob. All hail the power, the name of Bob. Praise him.
Bob,
praise
the
Bob.
Original,
praise him. Praise
the original.
The original homophone.
Don't yell at me for this.
Karen's on the wall. I have a fur bowl.
Ian, you just said the word measles.
We were answering the questions you were going to ask.
I wasn't going to ask it, but I have red spots all over my neck and back. I was going to ask about the giants in America.
Measles.
I have the measles.
We didn't say that.
Why did you say it then? I have red spots all over my neck and back.
We're answering the question. We're answering the question. If we said German measles, would you have German measles? Come on. Deutsche.
Okay.
Deutsche measles.
So is the superbug the measles?
No, but it's a version of it.
Black night.
No more death, because you're all dead. Love it. Loving every minute of it.
Can we ask Ion where Leonard Nimoy went?
United States of Terra.
Did he fake his death, Ion, again?
Carved sticks of Terra?
Carved sticks of Terra? No.
Yeah, what?
That's Terra. That's Scarlett O'Hara's home. We're talking about the United States of Terra.
Terra.
Did Leonard Nimoy fake his death, Ion?
He's not dead.
Will
he
be fine? Will he be fine if he learns to enjoy the ride?
We didn't even hear if he faked his death.
He never left. He's not dead. There is no death. He's not dead. He's still here. All good. You may not watch Fringe, Bob. I mean, come on.
No. Well, Madeline did one.
Nina's still sorting through his stuff.
Yeah, I was just wondering where he is right here.
He's in the Teletubbies.
Is Leonard Nimoy in the Guff?
No.
Is Leonard Nimoy in Kansas?
He's not dead. He's not gone anywhere. He's right here. It's all good. He's just not answering your call. So that's all. It says, I'm sorry, but this voicemail will not accept messages from non-paying patients. But if you have a message for Bob, for Ion, or for RNA drop, please leave it here. Beep.
I want to know, why are all those people in that village falling asleep? What's causing that?
Because they got to knock a sleepy.
Narcolepsy.
No, knock a sleepy.
Narcosleepy.
Not going to get that either.
Well, you got to try hard. You got to go at it. Yeah, dig.
Play a good game of dig dug.
I can't remember where this village is, and it's too cold to get out of my bed.
I'm tired of living, but I don't have the energy to die. So.
No, my bed is really comfy, and I'm not moving.
Oh, We must know right now. I'm not moving, but I've got to have it right now. I must have it. I ain't budget. I am not even going to roll over. So just so you know, as long as you give it to me and let it slide with seamlessly down my throat hole, I'll be happy to receive it. But otherwise, I must have it all.
So, Ian, do you know the village that I'm talking about? It's in the Middle East somewhere. And
do.
The villagers are falling asleep. Is it a gas that they're succumbing to?
No.
Or
what, no, wait a second. We're real happy, comfortable here in our little land, so we're not getting up out of our bed to answer your little question. We're comfortable and warm.
You never do.
And it's like, yeah, right. Well, why would this surprise you then? It's all good. It's wonderful.
I just thought I'd try pursuing it better, like Bob says, just be more persistent.
Well, pull the covers up tighter. It'll be better, Richard.
Nah, I'd rather just talk to Bob.
I'm pleasant to talk to.
Well, we're non-physical. We apparently are waspish to talk to.
So if I got out of bed and went to the computer and looked up the name of this village, Ion, would you give me an answer about what's causing the narco-sleepy?
They're practicing death.
Yeah, it's like those kids in school. You know, in Mexico, somebody gives a signal and they all drop off their desks. All these kids in schools, they do this. They're practicing death.
It's the Lazarus Project. It's out now. It's coming. You're going to enjoy it.
You think that was a good movie?
Define good.
Keep you from falling asleep in the middle.
Yeah, you probably aren't going to want to go to sleep in the middle of Lazarus, no.
Now, that's a scary movie. I wouldn't want to see that.
But yet, you listen to our vessel talking about the destruction and mayhem of the entire world and waiting on God's chariot to come and smote everybody else, and that's cool. Cool. I like that.
Yeah, there's an inconsistency there, Eliza.
That wasn't for me. Was that for me, Ian?
It wasn't for you?
No.
So then if we ask you if you're still beating your husband and you answered whichever way you answered, we're hosed.
I made a comment on the Lazarus effect and then you responded to me, Ian?
We were just talky-talky.
If we were to see how angels really look like, will you describe what they look like, what they actually look like?
An earth angel looks just like you.
Is that what they really look like, or is that just a human perspective of them?
You don't even know what you look like, so how do we answer that question? Yes, it's exactly what if you took their non-reflective reflection and looked at it in history from the back past in rearview mirror, they would look the same as if they were going to look and you were looking at them not in a rearview mirror. And if you were able to see them, you'd be able to see them either way. So, yes, that's based on the bias that you can see them.
I didn't get that.
Exactly.
I want a description of what the angels look like.
Just
a human.
Like you, based on a visual bias from a rear view mirror experience.
So do angels have eyes now?
Translate, Bob.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I'm just taking the notes here. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Eliza, do you have eyes?
Yes.
And angels look like you, so now they have eyes. They didn't used to.
If you just described the way angels look like from a rear view perspective, what do angels look like for someone who is not looking in the rear view perspective?
They won't be able to see them. They'll be faster than their eyes can't lift. That's why people describe it as the hair standing up on the back of your neck being brushed by an angel because they were faster than you could see.
Okay,
so little monocle on the back of your neck.
Is that the only reason that would happen?
Wear a little monocle on the back of your neck.
follicles, not monocles.
Follicles.
Red spots?
No, that's the measles. The German Deutsche measles. That's what that is. Y'all so funny. It's the superbug, and he was a stranger, and y'all took him in.
If Saint Germain was to describe what an angel was to look like, can you give us that description?
Hot. Saint Germain describes angels as hot. They're like Betty White.
You get that, Eliza? He describes them as hot. You heard that, right?
But yeah, but I want a more thorough description.
Okay, really hot.
That's more thorough?
Like burn your retinas.
Okay, super. Super really hot. Like Betty White hot.
Mm-hmm. Platinum golden girl.
From an ascended perspective, do the angels still look like humans? Someone who's ascended and they could obviously see an angel, what would they see? Is there a song you want us to play, Ion?
Yes, it's coming. Just 1 second.
Oh, man, that fucking stupid thing. Shit I gotta play when I take requests.
There's shit here for everybody.
Everybody shit. Here's Trina. Eliza, ask Ian how you can tell if you're encountering an angel. Three ways to tell. Talked about in Revelations chapter 23, Eliza, says Trina. Ion, Linda says, so Bob, Kate is new and her question was good. So maybe if it has been addressed and you know what show you could send her to it. No, I don't think it's been addressed. She says, my nails are also split. And I posed that question months ago.
Are you arguing for your limitations that you're freshly new or sadly out of date?
No. Linda is saying that Kate's new.
Well, why is it her business? Why is it her affair?
Because her nails also split.
So now she's arguing for not only her limitations, for other people's limitations, too.
I posed that question months ago. I never got an answer. This was after my first month in RNA drops. Mm-hmm. They are now whole. They are not split anymore. But
okay,
Kate was
you won. That's what happened. But don't do it from a standpoint of a less than place. Because then it's kind of like, ooh, why couldn't you grow good nails to start with? See? You don't want an outside influence to have an inside acceptance of your ascension. But we're not fussing or complaining or arguing. We're just saying. So you got any more jingle nail jingles?
You got any more, Kate?
About nails? Yeah, you're going to ask me about how apes.
Bring Linda, the new one before us. Let her bow before us. This transcendental lubrication, not very effective. So does that mean we would apply a transdermal ion, Bob?
I think you got it there. That's correct.
How would that apply in a McLuhan-less realm of media ecology?
Tactility being squared.
McLuhan-less.
Oh, no McLuhan.
Mm. Pay attention, Bob. There's a quiz.
No, there isn't. No quiz ever
comes. Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
I've been told that for years.
God, T.S. Eliot is the standard by which all that is.
Judgment.
The hollow man, headpieces without straw. Did Greg get sated with his icky water whirls? Witnessing?
He's here. He could ask.
Well, the answer is the dead water shall be alive, and that's how you'll segregate water. The world is fought daily over the battle of water until it changes. So when the living water is dispersed, you'll be able to tell the difference in real water. Right now, the blind cannot see for their lack of sightedness. Bob's been doing hand signals to the blind so long that they actually understand. It's the loudest conversation he's ever had with a deaf mute. There's an arch. The arch has the center of columns.
The arch has it.
right sides. That'll be the four sides of the four winds, and the four faces from Ezekiel will be represented. That's how you'll know that this container is water that is alive.
Are you guys getting as much as I get it?
Lord,
are you with me, Bobby?
Bob got it. We're in trouble.
What can we drink in the meantime?
Sewage. We said sewage. We've mentioned sewage. What about sewage? Yeah, sewage. Let's go with sewage.
Well,
okay.
That's no
problem. Greg says you're drinking sewage anyway, so we made it different. We fussed and said drink sand, eat sand, and they said no, no, no. Now they're eating sand, and amazingly they're better. So go figure. We don't know.
Is the intention for happy enough to ascend?
No, it is not. It's too clever about half. Intent to be happy is not enough to ascend. It's too clever by half, which is not clever at all.
Can you explain intention a little more?
Someone look up intention, and let's go with that.
The intention
no,
can be
left. No, look it up. Don't confuse it. That's where it goes south sometimes, and then y'all blame us for not being clear. So let's stay right there. The question is, hey, Ion, describe intention. And we said, sure, look it up. So let's do that now.
It's the thing that you plan to do or achieve, an aim or purpose. A determination to act in a certain way, resolve.
You like the way it's going, Jim?
Well, yeah, it brings up the question, though, does intention in just in the simple mind state, or does it need to be in the heart, from the heart, or where does it exude from?
It's from a future. See, it's a future. It's an aim or a purpose. It's a driver. Because when you achieve it, you've got it. Then it would be in the past tense. Unless you're in the past perfect tense, then it would be an intentional fallacy. Okay? That's the reason we ask
that, right?
We like it. We like it. We like it. We like it. Animus, design, designation, drift, end, hope, impulsion, motive, object, objective, plan, point, purpose, struggle.
Passion?
No.
No. I've been right the last two times, Gil. I want it. I want it.
If the money don't come in rubber bands, I don't want it.
Linda says your answer was bullshit, Ion.
Which one?
Split fingernails.
They were split, now they're better. Okay, we can open them back up for you. It's not a problem. Please yourself.
Back to you, Jim. Intention.
What about the definition of intention as a noun for healing?
Yeah, what about that one?
Here's the problem. The end of determining mentally upon some action or results. That's the problem. And aim and guide action. That's the problem.
Guide action.
What were those words again, Bob?
I don't know. I'm not paying that close.
You just said.
What's the
I'm doing this there. I'm just mumbling along.
That's the end, Ion. Yeah, what did he say? He said, that's what he said. He said, now what's the answer? That's a bullshit answer. Okay, then here's the bad one. That's the answer you're looking for. That's the secret to life. It isn't 42. It isn't 42 as you thought. It's
there you go.
Intention is important, but really is a driving part of where we end up. But I'm not sure how clean it has to be, or whether it's just out of our actions. I don't like it when it comes from the mind only. But
let's
where
look
else
at
to come
intention
from?
Versus intent. Intention versus intent.
So it's more of an active state.
That's not an answer, that's a question.
Intention versus intent. I don't see the difference exactly.
Okay. Intent and intention share meanings and overlap in use, but they're not completely interchangeable. Both words mean the thing that you plan to do or achieve, an aim or a purpose. Often they can be used interchangeably. She thinks I'm trying to make things difficult for her, but that's not my intent or intention. It was the explicit intention of the archetype to suggest a church steeple. The president signaled his intent or intention to meet with his allies. The intention implies a little more to make one has in mind to do or make happen. He announced his intention to marry. It was not my intention to hurt.
I see. There you're using them interchangeably, but intent feels more past tense and intention feels more future.
Well, but see, there's no time. That's why they're interchangeable. I had every intention to pay my bills yesterday. However, intent suggests clear reasoning or great deliberateness and is used in a more formal, legal, or official-sounding language. The clear intent of the court's ruling. Moscow's intent is to exploit the West's riches and the technology of the West. The prosecutor needs to demonstrate criminal intent. You see?
I'm getting pieces, yeah.
Now do you see why you go back to your question and go, oh, I wouldn't ask that question because it's like, oh, yeah, right. And that's the reason we have to go at it from the definition. And Bob says, what the hell are we even talking about? We're just answering questions. But it makes for some groovy archives. You ran out of Marshall McLuhan, but by God, you'll play hard to run out of us.
Hey, are those Cardinals who used to listen to Melting Titanium 3 or 4 years ago, are they still listening?
Two of them have given up. So. That's why they let homosexuals be Catholic.
They ascended. You push them over the abyss, Ion. They had no choice.
Yeah, now they say mass is the kind of orgy it is. It's a math orgy now, Bobby.
Nice.
Nice. A little Dutch rudder action going on. You got it going.
Cardinals have ascended. Just by listening to Ion.
Salads tossed while you wait.
Is that an actual hotel talk, Carol? Is that restaurant talk?
No, it's when you're engaging in rectal oral sex.
Sounds tasty.
To toss the salad.
Look at that. You guys look down on the Vatican cardinals as losers, and they ascended. They took the message to heart. Ate the swamp water and
well, but it's not because they had all of Bob's money since he paid for the codex, so they've been doing well.
We did give them some money.
They ain't grumbling about no money checks no more. No more.
No more. I have to practice that.
Do you think we're going to move case Manhattan Bank, Bob, or should we? What do you think?
Whether we should move it? What was the issue?
If you're going to miss them.
Who, J.P. Morgan? Nah. They've been fucking with people since they stopped Dr. Beter's gold deal back in 81 or so.
Peter.
Ion, is ISIS for real or is it propaganda? I mean, are they really killing as many Christians as they're saying?
Not Christians, people. They're killing the little man, and they're showing how people can be supreme. We're not against it. People are jumping in. You know, Thomas Aquinas did it years ago. Why can't y'all?
What, just kill whoever we want?
You are anyway.
No, I'm not. Can you explain that?
You've been to the ER lately? You've been to El Segundo lately? You've been to the hood? Okay. Have you watched the news? Did you see what's on CNN? Ain't some butt-fucking, ass-capping big boys running around here running things anymore. So you can get with it, get over it, or get on with it. But it's happening, baby. It's on like Al Capone.
Are you saying the people that are doing this have power?
No, we're saying the people that it's being done to want to go.
This
like last
sense.
Call at the bar. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
And are the Nephilim back?
They never left. I know Nephilim.
They never left.
And you're
they
no John
left.
Kennedy.
And John Cameron Swayze was on it. And Lady Bird Johnson was hot.
She had a little thing going on with Barry Goldwater. That's why the eyes of Texas are upon you.
Mm-hmm. Lady Bird Johnson, fuck Barry Goldwater.
No, we didn't say that. She said she was hot, and she had a thing with Barry Goldwater. It was bad. It was back when people were decent, Bob. They didn't talk about
it. Yeah, they used a condom. They had a thing.
Well,
I was nostalgic for the days of decency.
With the little washable kind, yeah.
I wanted to ask Ayon a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead. We're listening.
I have a son who has autism. Can you please tell me what I can do? What is it cause?
He's just trying to be normal, and you put him in a box, and he's kicking back. So get over it. Let it be. See it as that, and it won't be.
Can you take it again?
He said just leave him alone. He's okay. He's just been put in a box, and he's trying to get out of it.
No, that's the only place he can be. So he's perfectly happy there. You're not going to tell him what to do. He's not going to do it. You're not going to force him. You're not going to make him do what you think he's supposed to do. So stop that, and then he won't be engaged with that.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to give him some
irony. You did it, not him. You did it, not him. He's trying to place to be right. This is where he's right, where you think he's wrong. He's not.
He's taking the RNA, so is it good for him?
It couldn't hurt until you force him to take it, and then it's no good.
Okay.
Get a big dose of B-lax. So we think it's just great. We think it's just wonderful because he'll show you that, by God, you ain't going to run me. You may run everything else in your world, but you ain't going to run me. Then you got that clear, you are not going to run me. I'm going to get up when I want to. I'm going to do what I want to. And I'm going to love you, but you ain't going to run me. We love it. It's a version of Happy Days. What is it? The Fonz would say, hey, it's the Fonz. Yep. That was Henry Winkler before he got covered in bees and Little Nicky.
Ayon, if someone experiences deja vu on a regular basis, are they overlapping different parallel worlds?
They're a beat and a half out of the sink, and that can affect other worlds, but it's just the dimension shift. Doesn't have to be another world. It can just be a slightly altered version of this world. Sometimes it's both. It depends on how far it goes. But it's like you've been feeling. You got it. But see, you had first-hand knowledge of it, so you've had first-hand knowing of it, so you know it. A lot of people do it, too, but they don't know what you know. So because they, you know what you know, that's much more significant to you, more so than them. See?
Is it something to be corrected or just go with it?
Honey, it's your chicken. Fuck it.
Well, it's my son's. He's doing it every other day. He experiences it.
We got him. Don't you worry about it. We got it.
You talked about a few years ago about a flood. Now, originally, there was Noah and the great flood, and then it was said in the Bible later that the earth would never be destroyed by a flood again. It would be by fire. Are we just not have experienced the Noah part yet, or is there not going to be a flood and it's something else?
No, it goes like this. Asses to ashes and sluts to dust.
Okay, that really doesn't help me.
Look it up.
Is that you
can't be
when
too
Joan
literal.
Crawford writes slut in the dust, reference like etymology of a word? I mean, what is that?
Woman with squid belly.
He was created from dust, and unto dust you shall return. Maybe that's what he means.
Dust is the fallen estate.
The origin of the term slut was just a woman that didn't keep house very well, and if you could write it back in their house, that deems them.
What are you laughing at, Carol?
1 minute it's snoring, next minute it's pots and pans flying all over the house. It's a hell of a party.
Oh, it's something actually, episode 14 of something.
14.
Yeah. This is an episode. He's referring to some sort of show. I don't have my glasses on yet, but... Squidbillies, okay. So it's episode 14, so there's something... there's an answer in there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Well, it says, describing that episode, it says, Granny is hospitalized in need of an operation the family can't afford.
She needs a new glibber glabber glob glob.
And does this relate in any way to my question?
Answers it implicitly.
That means the answer's already been given. The question was the answer.
Okay. So we are going to have a flood. We haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah, it's the ice cell.
Okay.
That's the ice cell, Barbara. I think the ice cell upsetting the world, changing the world, is a new flood. It's the new song.
Okay.
Right, Ian? Do, Bob, do. Yes, Bob, you.
Yeah, if that's the case, then you better play I'm Still Hot by Betty White.
Okay, so Julie says, did you say there's a thief in that condo? Okay, so I won't buy the condo. Wow. Should I buy on Lake Travis? Is the Garden of Eden already there, and we just can't see it? Should she buy on Lake Travis, Ion?
There's a lake in Dallas to buy.
No. Should she buy a home on Lake Travis? You're telling her to buy a lake.
A home on a lake.
Which lake?
In Dallas.
In Dallas, not in Austin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
My God. Then she says, so where in Austin should I plant my hot RNA body?
Lake Dallas or Arlington Lake? In Dallas.
In Dallas. Would you like to comment on her hot RNA body, Ion?
Yeah, it's hot. She can get it.
She gets it? Okay, back to Barbara. Yes, yeah.
This squidbilly thing doesn't pertain to me in any way with my mom, does it?
What was that? Gee, that didn't make any sense.
Well, it says Granny's hospitalized in need of an operation the family can't afford.
Yeah.
And my mom always seems to be finding operations and...
Oh, you're not talking about squidbillies. You're talking about your own.
I am talking about squidbillies. It says that, and then I was just thinking, that's why I said, oh, my God, when I was reading about the episode, if Ian is referring to anything with my mom or not.
Well, what do you say, Ian?
Is there a question?
Did you bring up squidbillies this episode in relation to my mom?
Dude, does she need a new glib glabber?
Okay, no, never mind. Okay, good. That's my answer. Never mind.
Paranoid. How clever and witty we must very well be.
But, Ian, did you want to say anything more about the Passover, this coming up Passover?
You either spread that blood over the doorpost or somebody's going to. Don't you worry. It's coming.
Which means if you're not on the RNA drops, you're going to have a problem.
Probably.
All right, so if you're in the process of ascending and you're taking your power, there's not going to be a problem.
Sometimes you make a problem. You humans, you tear up the world just so you can fix it. You get everything paradise. You find some place, you call it paradise, and then you kiss it goodbye. So do what you do. It's all right with us.
I'm good. My world's good. I'm just watching the show.
What show?
Hey, and the crowd erupts with elation.
You should be creating a show, Barbara. Creating a show, not sitting back.
In my world, I have a good show in my world, but there's other shows out there going on, too.
You're greedy.
Hendiacally speaking,
yes, there are other shows besides your show. Hendiacally speaking.
Okay, well then, all in all good, all done, if we are absolutely and forever deliciously and happily incomplete.
Well, thank you for coming, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.